Tomás Moragas's painting studio is one of Joan Figueres's early works, painted when he was only 16 years old. Figueres was a painter from Sabadell, and in this work we see him looking happily out of the studio window. This painting gives us the idealized view of the artist favored by the academicans. A creator immersed in his own world, surrounded by art and beauty, while living a bohemian lifestyle. One of the recurring genres in the academician's painting was portraiture, as you can see on the next wall. One of the paintings is a self-portrait by Josep Casanova's clerk. In it, we see a bearded young man with a lost look in his eyes. The success of portraiture was largely due to a powerful and flourishing industrial bourgeoisie who commissioned paintings as status symbols. And now a change of style. On one of the walls in this gallery, you will see drawings and paintings of various North African characters. One shows a warrior holding a rifle with both hands. The title is The Arab Sentinel, and its author, Vicens Miquel Pous. This painter specialised in Orientalism, a genre which aimed to capture the colour, light and exoticism of the Arab world, and had many followers throughout Europe. One of the most important artists to make his home in Sabadell was Francesc Soler i Rovirosa, and one of his creations, a sketch for a theatre set titled The Oriental Garden, can be seen in this room. Soler Rovirosa arrived in Sabadell in 1870 and was taken in by Ramon Quer, who was one of the Academy founders, after escaping the outbreak of yellow plague in Barcelona. Ramon Quer trained as an artist in France and had worked as a set designer in some of the most important theatre in both Paris and Barcelona. Soler's arrival livened up the art scene in the city. He was also responsible for the decoration of Sabadell's principal theatre.